Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. If Donald Trump is able to make good on his tax promises to his billionaire donors, here's what's going to happen. The 10 largest U.S. companies alone, including Meta, Comcast, and J.P. Morgan Chase, will receive a total estimated annual tax cut of $23 billion. They reported more than $520 billion in profit in the last tax year. Donald Trump's tax cuts for billionaires and the world's wealthiest corporations will give the five largest U.S. oil companies, ExxonMobil, Chevron, Marathon Petroleum, Phillips 66, and Valero Energy, an annual total tax cut of $2.5 billion. They reported more than $90 billion in profits last year. The five largest drug makers, they'll get a tax cut of $3.1 billion. They reported $50 billion plus in profits. I can go on. The five largest Wall Street banks, tax cut of $4.1 billion. And they reported $113 billion in profits. Not revenue, profits. Give the five largest grocery companies in the United States a tax cut of $1.7 billion. By the way, they have had their most profitable years ever in the last 2 years, reporting over $29 billion in profits in last year alone. You want to know why your grocery prices are still high? Well, that may be part of it, and Donald Trump wants to just drive them higher with tariffs. Overall, 2023 saw the highest corporate profits of all time, ever. And profit margins are now at a 70-year high. There is no need for more corporate welfare. There's no need for billionaires to pay less. Meanwhile, us folks, we're going to have to pick up the pieces. My guest today is helping us understand the stakes of this next tax debate. Her name's Sarah Anderson with the Global Economy Project. You can find out more about their work at inequality.org. She's also co-editor of the Institute for Policy Studies. Thanks so much for sticking around, Sarah. If there's one thing you want people to do, what is it?
Well, members of Congress need to be hearing from their constituents right now, and the more they do, the more pressure they're going to feel to not just make this legislation a big tax giveaway to big corporations and the billionaires while slashing some of the most vital social programs that really make such a difference to low and middle income families. You know, you were talking about those corporate profit rates and how deep the tax cuts could be for these companies. This is just a flashback for me to 2017, the last time there was a big Republican tax bill. And they said, you know, you slash our taxes, we're going to pass those tax windfalls on to working families. And instead, you know what they did in 2018, the year after the tax bill, they went out and spent over $1 trillion on stock buybacks. Yes. So this is just this financial maneuver. It's when they go out and they repurchase their own stock, and it's just a scam to artificially inflate the value of their shares. And one thing that does is it also inflates the paychecks of the CEOs because they get most of their compensation form of stock-based pay. And so that's what they did with their tax windfall last time. We cannot let them get away with that again. And it's not just about, you know, not giving the windfalls to workers. They also have not been putting money into R&D and other long-term capital investments that are so critical if we're going to continue to have a competitive economy in the world. We did one report looking at the 100 largest low-wage companies, and over the past 5 years, they had spent more on stock buybacks than they had spent on long-term capital investments. And that's scary for the long-term future of our economy.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, one of the things I've been thinking about, though, is it seems like these tax breaks, so they have more money to invest or spend, so they buy back stocks, but they also buy U.S. bonds. So not only are we not collecting the tax money, we're paying interest on the money that we should have collected. It just seems like a double whammy, you know. But the bigger picture is, aren't there some billionaires who are going, wait a minute, we need people, we need money in the economy. We need people to be have their basic needs met so they can buy the products and services that we have to offer. It just seems like there's no pushback right now from any of the billionaire class to say, wait a minute, are we bringing too much? Are we carving out too much out of the economy for ourselves and not leaving enough for the economy to actually keep moving?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the Henry Ford principle, right? You pay your workers enough to buy the products that you're making. So he made sure that they could afford to buy Ford cars way back when. And today, the model is really how much can we squeeze out of both workers and consumers in order to funnel money up to the top? And it's not an enlightened, you know, sustainable approach to a good business. And we should be using our tax code to encourage better practices. We could be increasing tax rates on companies that have extremely wide gaps between their CEO and worker pay, and encourage a broader sharing of the wealth within companies, which would help with employee morale. You know, study after study has shown that that would actually, you know, help people feel more like they're part of a team and give their all on the job. And instead, we have this crazy notion that the guy in the corner office is almost single-handedly responsible for company value, and that's just completely not true.
To that point exactly, Ross Stores, with the lowest median worker pay in the country, has the widest pay gap. In 2021, the CEO made $18.1 million. Their average compensated worker made $8,600. That is a CEO to average hourly worker ratio of 2,100. Unbelievable, by the way, in 1965, the CEO to worker pay ratio was 20.
Yeah. Well, nobody's worth 2,000 times more than anybody else. I'm sorry.
No one is. Thanks so much to Sarah Anderson.
Thank you.
You can check out more of their work at inequality.org. Yes, that's inequality.org. We'll be back with myself and Tom Paulswitz after these brief messages on the Civic Media Radio Network.